One final point, that when David HaMelech was nistalik, he was nistalik on a Shabbos, and his son Shlomo took over after him, and he was confronted with a shayla on the very day of his father's nistalkus. He had already been crowned as king before that. This is one of the unusual cases in history, where he was crowned as king during the lifetime of his father. Usually, the moment that a king dies, the son takes over as king. In this case, he was crowned already, and he began to rule the minute that the Histalkus of David HaMelech. When, at this moment of the Histalkus, the point of his passing, he sent a note, a request, to the Sanhedrin, asking them what to do. Am I allowed to move the body of David HaMelech because he's lying in the garden of the palace? It is not respectable to leave him lying there, and yet, a dead body, no matter who it is, that body of an ordinary person, even the greatest king, is considered muktzah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. What do I do with this dead body? And the Sanhedrin replied that there is a way to move it by combining it with something which is usable on Shabbos. Place a loaf of bread upon him or a child, and that way you can move both together. The verse says that because of this, Shlomo stated that is a live dog is better off than a dead lion. Because here we have that the King David was known as the Lion King. When he passed away, he was more helpless even than the smallest child. It could be moved on Shabbos. A small child could help King David's body to be moved. The point, of course, was that he once explained, the Gemara says that his there's a double question there. Dogs are hungry, what do I do? And my father's body is lying in the garden, what do I do? The Farshim say this means that dogs are hungry. These dogs are called the angels of evil, the evil spirits who come out at midnight. And they can be stopped by the special tefillah of Chatzos, midnight prayers of a tzaddik. What do we do about these dogs, these evil spirits, now that the tzaddik Emes has passed away? His zechus kept them from attacking us. This, of course, protected the entire Jewish people against these evil spirits. What do we do now? Their answer was that we should not give up hope. We should continue in his steps. Passing of a tzaddik does not mean he has left us. It means that he is still with us. His spirit is with us. He will continue to lead and to guide us. We need only that one item, that true emunah, emunah shlema in the tzaddik emes. If we have that, then we are certain that King David will be with us, that his son will rule over us. We will see the coming of Mashiach. Be in Beis Hamikdash, and may the Amen.